Hey, Commish.
Yo.
I'm looking over here at your scripted notes of the Lou Dickman Weekly.
Yes, sir.
And do you save these from week to week? Do you have a binder?
No, I don't have a binder.
Ah.
I have a Word doc on my desk, and I just go and change it every week. So,
Do you have number one? Do you have cheat note number one?
No, I don't. You want to put it in the Historic Hall of Fame, Lou?
Well, I thought it would have been cool if you had a binder.
Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will someday call us. And then, no, I don't have a binder. I have a binder of women.
Anybody out there on Lou Dickman that has any kind of computer savvy, let's start an app. It'll be Binder. Kind of say, rhymes with Bender. That's where you can keep your drunk shit.
All right, sir. Lou's always inventing. All right, bear news.
Bear dog! Chicago Bears!
According to the Bleacher Report, the Bears cannot afford to lose in 2021 free agency. Do you have any idea? Who would that person be? I had no idea. And I thought I knew the Bears.
If there were going to be a season.
Right.
And if they were going to lose anybody to free agency, that would hurt them the most.
Yes.
Pinto.
No, sir. Although that was a good answer. Wide receiver Allen Robinson. I said, what did he do?
See you later.
See you later, Al. All right. For the New York Football Giants, Lou, it's defensive tackle Dalvin Tomlinson. Familiar with him?
Dalphy.
Dalphy and Al walk into a bar. All right. Lou.
Hey, who's our quarterback?
Ginger Jones, Lou. Lou, the new number 69 of the Chicago Football Bears, is defensive back Xavier Crawford. So last year he spent time with Houston and Miami, but he signed a future reserve contract with the Bears in December of 2019. He's recorded 2 tackles in his life. But you know what they say about 69, Lou?
Yes, he didn't get hurt on the tackles. That's a good thing.
That's one. And number two, if you're going to wear the number 69, you have to give as good as you get. All right. We talked about the Washington Skins, your name, changing their name. How about the Cleveland Indians? We got the Cleveland frickin' Indians. What would be their new name, Lou?
I think they're going to probably be forced to do something about Chief Wahoo.
They already have. That was 4 years ago.
No, he's still on Berkman's mustard.
But he ain't at the Cleveland Stadium, Lou.
Really?
He ain't at the Jake, Lou.
No, I've never been to the Jake, so I don't know.
All right.
Road trip
to the Jake.
2021 road trip.
My suggestion is the Cleveland Steamers.
The Cleveland Steamers. I bet it would get a lot of votes, and then everybody would laugh about it.
The editor would finally get it. Oh! So anyway.
They're saying, can be
I was thinking a big steam engine for every home run. We won't say what comes out of it. But anyway, Kyle Long's Twitter, Lou.
Okay, on to Kyle.
Still missing since June 22nd. Lou, this is a guy who tweeted 20 times a day, every day, since he's been on my account, which has been about 5 years. He suddenly disappeared. What is happening? A social media intervention? A sex change? Who knows?
I'm going to go with intervention.
Only his hairdresser knows for sure, Lou.
Isn't he bald?
He is.
I think he's cleaning up his act, and you're going to see Kyle and Howie have their own little sports thing.
Think they'll host it, or they'll, like one of those game shows we see now?
No, it'll be a primetime ESPN.
Oh.
Howie and Kyle.
I think it's a winner, Lou.
There you go.
Howie
can tell stories about Madden.
And Kyle can tell stories about Binto.
What he's thinking about.
On 6'10", Kyle said, in recent years I've become infatuated with the idea of going into the woods and building something without help. Okay, that was on 6'10". Here's 6'14".
Treehouse mentality, which I can relate to, okay.
All right. On 6'14", if you look close enough, you can see my inner child in the bushes to the right.
Lou, your pick on the tweet of the week.
Wow, you almost had me on the tree fork, but I'm going to go to the bushes to the right. Entirely too much time on Kyle Long's old tweets.
Well, it's quite fun. It's quite fun, actually. Your power rankings of the week, sir.
All right.
Rank the most inappropriate team names in sports history. Are you ready? From least offensive to most offensive for Lou.
Oh.
Okay, we'll start with the Washington Redskins. I'm going to say the full name for offensive reasons. The Cleveland Indians, the Atlanta Braves, the Peking, Illinois High School Chinks, its mascot, Lou, was Mr. Bamboo. All right, or Lou, the Coachella Valley, California Mighty Arabs. Lou, your least offensive inappropriate name.
Oh, my least offensive inappropriate name. My least offensive.
Yes, of the five.
No, I really think the Chinks is funny as hell, so they're going to make it one or two. I guess I'll throw a baseball team down there. Let's go with the Braves.
Braves, Atlanta Braves. Number four, Lou.
Let's go with the Indians.
All right, Cleveland Indians. Number three, Lou.
Redskins.
Redskins, number three, least offensive. Number two, Lou, and we'll get number one.
I'm going to go with the Arabs.
The Mighty Arabs, number two. That means the Peking, Illinois High School Chinks would be... with the mascot of Mr. Bamboo is the most offensive team. Now the Chinks, I must say, stopped using that moniker in 1982, but the Mighty Arabs still are existent.
Okay.
But I had to put them in because that's the most offensive name, I think, in history.
I wonder whatever happened in 82.
We're finally
straight up, but wow.
Maybe Mr. Bamboo is made into a floor. That'll teach him. They found Mr. Bamboo, and he's now a floor.
Yeah, all right.
All right, moving on. Question of the week, of course, based on Kyle Long's Twitter. Lou, if you could go back in time and see a 10-year-old inner child, Lou, what advice would you give him? If you could go back now and see your 10, okay.
Bring toilet paper when you go camping.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have a great day and go Bears!
Bears. This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Recycled Mascot Service. If you have parts of a costume you can't wear, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou costumes you!